There are some moments in history that leave a permanent scar. Unfortunately, these wounds seem to carry over from generation to generation, forever altering the course of existence in ways that seem to be incomprehensible and unimaginable. For many of us, September 11th, 2001 was one of those moments. 9/11 impacted not only American lives, but the entire world. A few Texas State students and faculty experienced these national changes on a very personal level. There are very few events in history that seem to leave such a wound on one's memory. Even those who are as young as 10 years old during this attack can recall the experience of fear and uncertainty. Thomas McDonald was a Texas State student starting his sophomore year during the September 11th attack. He says the entire student body was filled with shock, and was all somehow connected to a terrible event that occurred miles away.
Absolutely silent. There was such a heaviness in the air on campus for weeks at a time. And then you started hearing stories about your fellow students who maybe knew someone who was somehow affected.
Working as an assistant news director for KTSW at the time, McDonald says this tragic event called for every media practitioner to be all hands on deck.
I've actually told this story numerous times. I remember it very vividly. I was in a class with Dr. Vella, I don't believe he's at Texas State anymore, in Centennial Hall. And the gentleman who used to run the AV in there switched those projectors over to CNN with no sound on it. So Dr. Bell is up there lecturing, and his back is to the screens, and he's just talking to the class of, what, 280 people fit in there. And Jimmy turns the TV or the monitors on to CNN. And then that was right about the moment that the second plane hit. Now understand, there was no audio. And Dr. Bell said he was watching the faces of the class, unbeknownst to him what was going on behind him, just in terror as this was happening. And he turned around and looked up at the screen. He had his hands were full of papers. He dropped them all, and he just said, "Ladies and gentlemen, your entire world has just changed."
McDonald then left class and sped all the way to Austin to start reporting.
Every single radio network went wall to wall. When I was at KTSW, we were using the Litchfield News Service, and they offered a constant, basically, they had a partnership with the AP, and we just turned on that signal for, I'm guessing, probably a good 18 to 24 hours. Because we were so new, what could a small Texas State station react with at that moment? All we could do is just have a constant stream of information.
According to an article from the Washington Post, 9/11 instigated a worldwide web of change. And with the explosion of smartphones, news started to become much more instantaneous. McDonald lived through this experience, and he says producers of media are now much more conscientious when reporting potential threats.
If I was to draw a correlation between the way that the news media reacted to 9/11 to what goes on now with the most recent, you know, mass shooting in Orlando or, you know, the school shootings and all that, this idea of descending into chaos in order to pull out information, I think 9/11 was kind of the turning point.
Because of this, he says a need for 24-hour reporting became much more prevalent.
Based on 9/11, you could very much draw a correlation between the divisiveness of 24-hour news, where you have Fox News versus MSNBC versus CNN versus Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera really wasn't broadcasting as strong in the U.S. at that point, but I think definitely 9/11 was a turning point for the way that instant news was covered. And the way that the American public and the world almost felt entitled to instant information, even if it put reporters in danger, even if it put the public in danger, even if it put lives in danger because of what reporters were reporting.
Texas State lecturer Dan Seed says reporters need to approach tragedy of this magnitude with a degree of sensitivity. As a 19-year-old journalist at Boston University at the time of the attack, he says this was a particularly difficult process for him.
One of the people that was in the planes was the brother of our assistant hockey coach at the university. He was a scout for the Los Angeles Kings and was flying back from Boston to Los Angeles when their plane hit one of the towers. And that was emotional. I covered the hockey team as a student reporter. And so to go to practice after that was, it's difficult. You know, you're 19 years old. Death is never easy, no matter your age. But when you're having to go to practice and write these stories on something as heady as this, I mean, let alone, you know, you're a new reporter trying to figure out how do I cover a Division I team, but now there's this added, I've got to talk to this guy and how do I tell this story and work on this. So that was a difficult process to navigate too. Obviously not near as difficult as the families that lost people.
McDonald says there is a terrible stigma that has occurred in media since 9/11.
It is a little scary the way that people get attracted to coverage of tragedy. We could talk about the Paris attack, or we could talk about what happened in Orlando. How something as tragic as the shooting in Orlando spurred so many side topics that took even more branches into side topics, where the entire story focus was taken off the victims and focused on other issues. You know, you could say 9/11, yes, the U.S. was shocked. Yes, the American people felt like they got a gut punch and that we all walked around in a daze for a little while. But that opened the door to some nasty criticism and discrimination and profiling and all these things that weren't an issue until this happened. And you could almost say some of it was looking for a scapegoat.
9/11 saw the beginning of a shift in the way users consume media. And McDonald says reporters should stray away from pointing fingers and strive towards the truth. For KTSW News, I'm Clayton Kelly.